This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. Your next stop, the Twilight Zone.
Place to Be Nation Pop, welcome to episode 2 of Popcorn Chicken Salad, where we attempt to make anything look and sound good. I'm your host, Ben Locke. One of your hosts. I'm going to bring in my other two co-hosts, and it's the original salad crew back together again. First of all, my good friend Logan Crosland's with us. Hello, Logan.
Hello, Ben. I can't wait to experience this with you.
I know. I'm feeling suitably creepy already. And he couldn't make it for the premiere episode, so we've invited him along for the second one, and he gets to even pick the film. It is the king of the shit take himself, Mr. Sean Kidd. Sean, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. I am so happy with the movie we're watching tonight, and I'm very happy you brought me in to be one of the guys and experience this different chicken salad pod. So thank you for having me on, Ben.
it's truly going to be a wonderful experience for us all.
Yes. And we should have a lot of fun, us guys together.
We will. Let's hear it for the boys and all that. Sean, as I said, you have picked the film that we are watching tonight. So tell the good ladies and gentlemen what it is we are watching.
So for my pick, I was really thinking through this, and you don't hear a lot about this movie anymore. Part of the reason is because it came out in 1983. So of course, being old and being Sean, it's like, what movie can I get on that, you know, maybe I could have some fun with, and maybe Ben and Logan will have a lot of fun with, particularly one part of this movie I think they could really have a good time at my expense on. We are watching Twilight Zone, the movie from 1983.
Outstanding. For once, I don't know if I can say proudly, but I have never seen this film, Sean, so I am looking forward to your comments. I'll chip in as and when. Logan, have you ever seen this?
I think I have. I might have to get into it a little bit, but I'm pretty sure I watched it like with my grandpa one time when I was with my grandparents or something like that. He just happened to have it on, and I, you know,
his grandpa.
Well, he watched stuff like this. So, like, maybe I caught it just and happened to just sit in and watch it with him. So, I think that might have.
Well, here's a bigger question: have you guys ever seen an episode of the TV show Twilight Zone?
Yes.
All right, so basically think about 4 episodes of The Twilight Zone being put into a movie, and three of these episodes were redone based on the original TV series shows, and then another one is kind of like one was created just for the movie. So there's 4 separate anthologies in this movie.
Okay, I can follow that. Let's tell everybody what we're watching on. Logan, you're watching on Apple?
Yeah, Apple TV, yeah.
Me and Sean are watching on Amazon Prime, although my Amazon Prime has been an absolute div and not giving me any subtitles or closed captioning. So if I go and R a lot during this, that's why. But we're gonna give it a shot, because with the expert opinion of Mr. Kidd, I'm gonna have the director's commentary on anyway. So, you know.
But if I'm the expert opinion, you guys are in big trouble. So this should be a good shit show.
Right, I think, Sean, you should, as it's your pick, you should count everybody in.
Okay, so we're going to go 3, 2, 1, and we'll hit play. So 3, 2, 1, play.
Okay, so we open up.
So I have the music turned up. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so the opening of this is a Creedence Clearwater revival song. It's the Midnight Special. Are you guys familiar with that song at all?
I am.
very familiar with that song.
All right, so the first time I had ever heard a Creedence song was this song. When I watched this movie for the first time, and I fell absolutely in love with the band from here on out.
Yes.
So you have a dark... Go ahead, Ivan Ben, sorry.
I'd say they're all kinds of fabulous.
Yeah. So anyway, they open it up. This car is driving down a dark road. Creedence is playing in the background. So just kind of go on their merry way, and then they're going to show who's in the car in a minute, and two pretty famous people in it. I'd like to know if Logan can figure out who these people are in the car. Let the midnight special shush. I'm singing. Shine a light on me. Okay, I'm done. Go ahead, Logan.
Sean Kidd is doing his blind audition for The Voice as we speak.
Shine a light on me.
We got Dan Aykroyd and some other Jamoke. I don't know the other guy.
You don't know who the other Jamoke is? That is Albert Brooks.
Okay.
Pretty famous actor, pretty famous director.
Gotcha.
Ben, are you familiar with Albert Brooks?
I'm very familiar with Al Brooks. Did a couple of voices on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about The Simpsons. Not the first Simpsons mention we'll have tonight, by the way. So these guys are just cruising down the road, singing Creedence. Just kind of, you know, kind of like a road trip. Kind of like, you know, like Logan driving to WrestleMania all by himself, except this guy has a friend with him.
I was gonna ask you what's your particular favorite like road trip song of choice?
I'm old, so I like 70s rock, I like 80s rock. I do like to put 90s on occasion as well. So I'm pretty, you know, 70s, 80s, and 90s, I'm all in on all that stuff.
Oh, is the tape recorder's not working now? Logan, what's your driving song of choice?
Oh, My Way or the Highway, man. A little bit of Limp Bizkit up in there. Nah, listening to like 90s.
Why is that not surprise me? That was your answer, you tropey motherfucker.
Hey, I rocked it at karaoke, so.
There's no doubt about it. You slayed that song. I give you total credit for that. Slayed it. So now they're bored and the tape's been blown. It doesn't work. And now they're trying to entertain themselves. So Albert Brooks, who's the driver, is like, oh, you know, let's turn the lights off. Oh, what if we hit gravel and doing all this stupid shit? Like, we're in big danger and just being stupid.
So this first part is directed by Mr. John Landis. If you're not familiar with that voice, then you've clearly never watched an 80s film or many 80s music videos, have they, Sean?
No, I mean, he did Thriller. He's done Trading Places. There's a pretty famous thing that happens in this movie. This actually is, I don't think this is the part directed by John Landis. This is kind of like the 10-minute opening to get the movie started, where you're about to see what's going to happen here. Now they're going to do TV theme songs, and they're going to guess TV theme songs. Here they're just on a long road trip, and they're trying to entertain each other because they have no music. But John Landis does direct the first anthology that you'll see after we come out of this whole scene here.
He does this bit and the next scene, yes.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense then. Yeah, absolutely.
So am I right in saying, you'll help me a bit better than this, is Trading Places before or after this? I'm guessing that's how you
This was made after Trading Places came out in 82. This came out in 83. But I'm not sure. This had a bit of delay because of something that happened when he was directing his anthology. Something really major happened that pushed the movie. So I'm not 100% sure, to be honest with you.
So we'll get to that scene. I think we'll limp.
Yeah, I'll talk about that. It's not real fun to talk about, not funny or anything, but it's definitely something we have to bring up. So, and then Logan shared something with me before the pod about that I didn't even know about that. Maybe Logan can talk about that, because I didn't know anything about Logan was talking. We were talking about, and Logan goes, oh, I think there's an urban legend about that. So I'll let him talk about that when we get there.
Okay.
When we get to that scene, I'll talk about that a little bit more.
All right. So again, they're still doing these TV theme songs, just trying to guess each other what the TV theme song is. Obviously, you guys have probably guessed none of the TV songs since this was made in 82, and you probably wouldn't know any of the themes.
Yeah,
I know. I know MASH and Happy Days.
They did Jacques Cousteau was one of the songs they did. I doubt you know Jacques Cousteau.
I've heard of it.
Yeah, you've heard of it, but you don't know. Now they're doing Hawaii 5-0.
Oh, I was gonna say, they're doing Hawaii 5-0. I got that one.
Yeah, he did the Hawaii 5-0 song. So now here's where the movie takes a turn. Right here. Have you ever watched The Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Okay. And then, okay, so he says, remember The Twilight Zone with Burgess Meredith? So that's the guy who plays Mickey in the Rocky movies. He's actually the narrator for these anthologies, by the way, since he can't hear them. So they're talking about the things that freaked them out in the episodes and, you know, just remembering the old TV show and how good and scary they were. Kind of a good opening here. Gets really interesting here in a minute.
I feel like they have some, like, really creepy lights going on behind them.
I was about to say.
No, there's no creepy lights behind them. This is supposed to be a completely deserted road, just the two of them. This is what this is supposed to be. You'll see why here in a minute.
Just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
If we try.
Just the two of us.
See, right now they're wanking. They're doing a Twilight Zone wank fest in the car together, talking about how great the show is for 20
minutes. Hey, wank fest. That is a carryover from our other show.
Yeah.
how many times can we mention wank fest?
All right. So basically he says, you want to see something really scary? And he goes, yes. And he goes, pull the car over. And a guy goes, show me while I'm driving. I can't. So this is a pretty amazing scene. It's like when I saw this. Let's see, I saw this when it came out on HBO, I think, for the first time in 84, and it scared the living shit out of me. I was 11, because I didn't see this scene coming. Now as an adult, I look back at it, and I go, I don't know if that's really scary or not. All right, so they parked, and he goes, go ahead and scare me. Dan Aykroyd turns his head, and watch this. Oh, he turned into a ghoul. And he killed... And he killed Albert Brooks. And what you don't hear, because it's on closed caption, you hear Albert Brooks go, like he's going to kill Brooks. So great. So that's your opening. What'd you think of that, guys?
That was some thriller style creepy shit.
It was 1982. It should be thriller style, right?
Yeah.
All right, now you get the spirit opening with the giant eyeball and others bullshit.
I was going to say, we get the iconic song.
Yes. And we jump right into Twilight Zone, the movie, with the narration of Burgess Meredith behind it. So now he's going to open up the first anthology with whatever his stuff is to lead into the story.
That's such a bomb-ass name, Burgess.
Burgess.
I christened thee Burgess.
It sounds like an STD. Oh, I got a bad case of the Burgess.
So what have we got here? We've got Victor typesetting station and stationery.
So yeah, so you know, it's funny is trap. This actor that's walking in, his name is Vic Morrow, by the way. So he is a Victor. Yeah. And he's walking into a bar. So the premise here, he's walking into the bar. It's being narrated by Burgess, and he's meeting up with his friends for a nightcap. Look at that 80s jukebox. This is like your total quintessential 80s bar you just walked into.
Some fine 80s suits going on as well.
Yeah, so they're talking about his wife, and what you're going to find out about Vic Morrow's character is he just got passed up on a job by a younger guy, I think, and he's really pissed off about it. Yeah. See, you didn't get promoted, so he's very unhappy, very disenchanted. And then look what he said there. They gave it to who?
The Jew bastard.
So the premise of this anthology, this guy is very, very, very racist, very chauvinistic, and you're going to hear a lot of not politically correct statements throughout this one. It's really bad, really, really bad.
Oh, there
you go. So he would have been right at home at Backlash 2005 then.
Well, it's funny. to pull the curtain back, we're recording those on back-to-back nights, and yeah, I think he would have fit right into that show we watched. Yes. So he's bitching that, hey, you're telling me you're lax. I lost $6,000 a year. Oh, look at this. Now he says kikes. I mean, this guy is just full-on racist.
They named the Jewish guy Goldman.
Yeah, how bad is that? They named the Jewish guy Goldman. That's really
I love that. We just give the job to some Jew.
So he's getting really loud and, you know, with his racism. Now it's the Arabs, the Jews. I mean, they're just going to town. Oh, my God, and I won't repeat the word they just said there. Like this and look who's behind them.
I was about to say, there's some gentlemen behind them that might take offense to some colorful language on offer.
So here's a funny story. You know, I just did the Pluto TV show with the Pluto pod with Jitty, right?
Yes.
That one guy with the beard behind him was is the captain of 21 Jump Street in later years on that pod that I did. Okay. All right, so now this guy's getting all pissed off saying, you got a problem? Because he's being very derogatory, you know. Yeah, bad. Really bad. And he's a pretty cool guy. He goes, you know, I don't really care as long as I don't have to listen to it. You know, so he's not being an asshole about it.
I like how the guy on the left, as he was just went totally still. He just, must have been the direction Blandis gave him. Just look straight into the camera and don't say a word.
I feel like Logan is a big fan of these suits and these hairdos.
Yeah, because actually,
the fat guy's hairdo is just tragic.
I can see Logan rocking this in later years.
Jesus Christ, the guy goes back to his table and he starts right up again with the shit. This guy's nuts. Oh my God. Okay, so now we have the Chinese. I mean, he's just all over the place with this. Like, this is bad.
Have they basically got like a racial stereotype on every table just for him to offend?
Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious, right? You're looking back on this and go, man, they were really overboard with this one to sell what this one's really going to be about.
Twilight Zone QAnon here.
Yeah, it really is. And these are like his two loser friends in the cubicle next to him. Kind of that, yeah.
You can just imagine these three with a MAGA hat.
Oh, my God. Look at that one. What is wrong with this guy?
Oh my God!
Yeah, every bad name you could think of is just awful. And look, the guy's being cool again. Please hold it down. I mean, he's being a cool guy about it. Now he's walking out of the bar, all pissed off. And then he goes, "I'm sorry." And even the guy goes, "I'm sorry about your boy." Like he's really cool about it. All right, here's where it really gets great. All right, he walked outside. What do you see?
I see a whole bunch of Nazi gear.
So he's walked out of the bar, and all of a sudden, he's in the middle of the war in Germany. Like, he's walked out, and here's where he is. So this is where, so this is where it really gets good. So he's in the middle of the war in Germany right now.
His fat friend was great value William Shatner, by the way.
Oh.
I was going to go for great value John Candy.
I think that's an insult to John Candy, actually.
Not an insult to Shatner, though.
Well, Shatner, you know, Shatner, you can insult all you want. So the Nazis pull up to him, and I think what you're supposed to represent here is he is a Jew now. Like they think he's a Jew.
Yeah. He's a brunette, isn't he? So they don't like him very much.
Yeah. So it's kind of like you're gonna get what you reap what you sow in this. You're gonna see, and there's a lot of it in this, but he's reaping what he sows now.
Oh, they're going to ruin the suit. Oh, no.
I like that they're bit-slapping them, smacking him around a little bit. He deserves it. But yeah. He has his original wallet. Look at that MasterCard. Jesus Christ, that thing's older than my grandmother.
I thought you were going to say it's older than you.
Well, it's definitely older than me. And the driver's license. Like these guys, it's so interesting because the Nazis have no clue what any of this stuff is.
What is a credit card?
I do not know what credit card is. What is a driver's license? Why are we talking like this?
you need piece of paper to drive car. What a bitch.
Stop it. Stop it. And they shoot. So they shoot at him.
And they get him.
Oh, and they get him in the arm. So he's been shot now.
Boom!
So, yeah, I mean, pretty intense start here. You had the opening, and now he's being chased by Nazis getting shot at in the alley. So, pretty hot start here.
We've already had a ghoul zombie biting, and now we're having some gun violence.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty good setup how they did it in the bar. I mean, it was overdone a little bit. But at least it gives you context of what you're going to see the rest of this, like, this little part of it.
That was a lot of fucking lettuce on the ground just a second ago.
Well, lettuce does expire fairly quickly in the restaurant.
Yes, that's true.
Yes. I don't see any Coke bottles.
Diet Coke expires really, really quickly.
Does it really? I wouldn't know that.
Yeah. It's something about the sugar in it, like the aspartame or whatever. It expires quicker than
maybe that's why Diet Coke sucks.
A little bit. Yeah, if it's diet or zero, it expires a little quicker.
I'm having a look on the old wiki because you know that's where everybody gets their facts from. The original show only ran for 5 years. I thought it was a lot longer than that.
No, 5 years, and they had a ton of reboots.
Yes.
Like, I think Tyler Perry did a reboot recently, if I'm not mistaken.
Because I know there was one in the 90s. So I remember seeing that.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a two or three reboots on this TV show. All right, now he's walked into some apartment. He's bleeding. He's injured, obviously.
Nah, Ben, you're older than me. Never mind. Did you watch, like, the Goosebumps and read the Goosebumps book when you were growing up?
Yes.
Okay, so that was still your kind of time period too.
Goosebumps was on when I was a teenager too, Logan.
Oh, okay.
In the 90s it was on, yeah.
Okay.
All right, so he's walked into this family. I think these are Jewish folks, I think, or believe.
Is this Anne Frank's family?
No. You're so bad. Jesus
Christ. There's his comment for tonight, mate. He's made early.
I've tried to really not make off-the-color remarks, particularly in this episode, and Logan just shot his load on it.
Look, we know what he does. I've got the old what's on here on the Amazon.
Maybe they're not Jewish because they're yelling at Nazis.
They're French.
Yeah, they're French, and they're yelling that he's a Jewish guy inside their apartment. So now it's on. He's in big trouble. Big trouble.
He gonna die.
Well. Actually, that's a sad story too, Logan, because he actually does die in real life. We'll get to that in a minute.
People do that, you know.
this film's full of joy, isn't it?
Yeah, this one's kind of a downer in retrospect.
Everything.
Yeah, it is a downer in retrospect.
This is a proper Debbie Downer.
But, you know, this is also a good history lesson. Like, if you're watching this for the first time, this is kind of a good history lesson, and it's kind of like a lesson in why not to be a racist if you really think about it.
Don't be a racist piece of shit.
Don't be a racist or you'll end up in Germany. Oh, the one Nazi just fell off the roof and died.
only in the Twilight Zone could the Nazis be the good guys.
The Nazi just took a Jeff Hardy bump.
The Nazis are the pure baby faces of this film.
And now look at this. They have him cornered. And he's up on the ledge, and now they're going to take fun just shooting at him. They're just going to toy with him.
Do not wait for bullets.
Watch this. I'm going to make him dance.
Oh, my God.
So they're trying to make him fall off the ledge. This is pretty savage.
And all right,
another shot.
And they succeed.
And he falls, and... Watch where he's at now. So now he's going to go to somewhere different. This is where your John Larroquette. There's John Larroquette for you right there, Logan.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of the KKK members. So now he's fallen into a KKK rally. And, of course, they see him as, you know, and they have a burn. This is just so bad. This is awful.
They're shooting the Like a Prayer video 6 years early.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben, that was pretty bad, too. That was on Logan. That was on Logan ground, that comment. But, yes, you're right. It does look very like a prayerish in retrospect.
Why is that guy dressed as Elmer Fudd?
Well, again, it's tropey. Like, if you go back and look at the times.
Oh, they've got all...
We're gonna burn
that's
you.
Right, Logan, that's why you should never wear a flammable material.
And Logan, I do think this is like tropey Mississippi right here, right?
Hey. you're probably not wrong.
All right, so he backed the KKK guy into the flames, and good for him for doing that. And now he's on the run, and now they're all chasing him. Now he's in real deep shit. So we had the Nazis, he's a Jew. Now he's an African American, and now this is insane.
With the pack of dogs,
they're gonna stick the dogs on him.
Yeah, they're going to stick the dog. Like, this is really troubling. And again, if you're watching this from historic con, I mean, this does not hold up well in 2021. This is, like, hard to watch, actually, if you ask me.
You picked it.
I did, but there's other parts of this movie that I like a lot better than this one. Okay, so he's dived. So let me ask you this. So he's dived into the water now, right?
Right.
You've seen the KKK. You've seen the Nazis. Where do you think this him in the water is going to lead to? Like, if you're going to lead to another scene that, like, he's racist about, where do you think this is going to go?
I'd say, I feel like. Yeah, I was going to say somewhere like China, somewhere like that.
What's another famous war that we went through?
He's going to Nam.
He's going to go all apocalypse now. Yeah.
He's going to end up in Vietnam now. Okay. Yes. So this is where the scene that I'll... So there's in this scene coming up in Vietnam, there's a helicopter scene where during the filming of this movie, the actor Vic Morrow is with two children. And the two children were hired illegally, by the way. And during the filming of the scene, something goes wrong with the helicopter and it crashes into the water and it kills him and the two children in real life. So they actually died during the filming of this movie.
Yeah, and the legend that Sean was talking about earlier, there's a legend that they, like, live and haunt the Tower of Terror ride in Walt Disney World. So,
which I really don't understand. Why would it be that particular ride that they would haunt?
Because it has the Twilight Zone stuff with it, and it just... It's just a legend. It's probably not really true, but that's a thing that's out there.
So there was a big lawsuit. Like, Landis got sued. Like, if you go on YouTube and search Twilight Zone court hearing, you'll see the whole court case and trial on this movie. So it was pretty famous. Like, Landis got in a lot of trouble. There was a lot of safety measures that weren't followed, and hiding in the weeds with this big giant anaconda in the water.
So I was going to say, is it something like? Was it something they didn't follow, or was it like the
actual... Yeah, it was some kind of stunt that went wrong.
I was going to say, as basic as it sounds, is it just a case of the actors didn't put a seatbelt on, or was there even a...
Yeah, it's some kind of safety... Well, they got in trouble because the two kid actors were hired illegally. And then there were some kind of safety measures that weren't followed or whatever. And it's really bad. Like, you could see there's actual footage of the scene itself where they die online. Like, you don't see it happen, but I don't want to get too brutal, but what actually happens is the helicopter crashes into the water and they all die from the blade.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I'll leave it at that. And yeah, it's pretty awful way to die. So he's in the Vietnam water, and of course our troops see him, but they see him as Vietnamese. They don't see him as an American.
Oh, wow.
So basically they all look at him and they just start firing on his ass. Like, he should have died. Like, there's no way he would have avoided all that gunfire, right?
You'd like to think so. Oh, did Jonesy from Police Academy just join us, huh?
So, yeah, you can think of any, like, any trope from Vietnam or trope from Nazis or anything. This movie's definitely done, I think, checked all the boxes on this one, don't you think?
Yeah.
So we're back to Berlin now.
Oh wait, blows up, boom, and he blows up into a wall. I mean, he's just getting his ass handed to him.
Oh god.
Yep.
What a bump.
So yeah, I mean, he's taking a lot of wrestling bumps in this. So now he's back in Germany. So like I said, this one for me isn't my favorite. Like, this is one nice one to open it. I think it does send a pretty good message. Oh, now he's been shot again, so he just can't catch a break, this poor guy. But it's not, like I said, it's not my favorite one for sure. And by the way, I do think they edited the helicopter scene out of this movie, if I'm correct. Because
we've seen nothing there.
Yeah, yeah, I forgot they actually edited it out of the movie. So they sent him back to Germany, they shot him, and now they're going to put him, yeah, anyway. And now they're going to put him in the van and take him off to a concentration camp, where we know what happens in concentration camps. So, yeah, so not the funnest, lighthearted one to open with, right? It's pretty bad. it's not,
yeah, well, not that on. You picked a sad ass, depressing ass movie.
The beginning, the first one is the rest of them are a lot of fun. Unfortunately, you got to get through this one and well, obviously the story
after,
behind
you think
it.
After, you think after what happened, this would never see this bit would never see the light of day. This whole bit.
Well, you would think, but they edited a lot out of it.
But that's the early 80s for you.
Yeah, I mean, early 80s is a lot different. This never would have made the light of day in 2021. Ever.
Oh, hell.
They would have just scrapped this one altogether and cut the movie short. But that's kind of it. And then what you're going to see here is his friends walking out of the bar, and he's calling for his friends, and they have no idea. They don't hear him or anything, so he's basically screwed. And that's what you get for being a racist prick.
What an entertaining jaunt that was.
I don't know if I'd call that one as entertaining as it was a little bit depressing with the side story and everything. And yeah, but I think it does turn great fun after this one.
Okay. All right, the fat friend is a combination of William Shatner and Andy Richter.
Okay, I like that one. That's a good one. All right, so this next story, guys, this is kind of your carte blanche to make fun of Sean. So this one takes place at a senior home.
Why would we take the mick out of you for a senior home?
Well, part of the reason I picked this movie was so you guys could have a little fun at my expense if you felt the need. So basically, this is about the residents at the Sunnyvale Senior Home. But they have a new guy who is checking into the home. Very optimistic guy. He carries around this shiny tin can, and he's a very, very positive man. So here you are. Here's the senior home, and we'll take it from here.
When have we ever made fun at your expense, Sean?
Especially about your age.
Well, let's really look at this group in here. That's quite the cast of characters. It's like Great Value Cocoon in here. So basically, they're talking about their diets and lemon juice and just typically what I guess old people hear about in the old homes, I guess.
So this part is directed by Mr. Steven Spielberg, of course.
It's very Spielberg-esque. You'll see why.
Yes.
But there's Scatman Crothers. So he's new to the Scatman Crothers, by the way, if you don't know him, was in The Shining. He's the other telepath in that movie. Ben, I assume you've seen The Shining or have you not?
I have seen The Shining. It's one of my favorite films, Sean.
Yeah. And he also is voice of one of the Transformers on the Transformers cartoon in the mid-80s as well. And then so there's this one guy, this guy who's outside. His family comes to visit him every week, and he thinks his family's going to take him home every week. And every week they say no, and it's really, really sad. Really sad. They basically tell him, every week they tell him a different reason why he's not going home with them.
I like the fact that he's got his suitcases there ready.
Yeah, but how savage do you have to be to your dad to basically say, no, I'm not taking you. We got a game to go to. We're going to be late. They just leave them. I mean, this is sad. Like, Logan, I hope when I'm in a senior home, you don't do this shit to me.
How dare you, Hugh Grant? You can't leave your bald father at that rest home.
Yeah, I would totally write these motherfuckers out of the will if I were him.
They ain't getting no Taco Bell money.
They aren't getting no money. They ain't getting none of that money. Look how sad he is, though. Doesn't that, like, break your heart a little bit?
Those motherfuckers.
Oh, wait. You'd have to have a heart. House. Logan has no heart.
Jeopardy.
And this guy's, like, every second and every Saturday, he carries those back. I mean, he does this every time they visit. That's just sad.
Scatman is a really awesome name also.
Scatman? Scatman Brothers?
Did the song Scatman get to America?
I think it did, actually.
Because that's all I'm thinking about now is going beep, ba, 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 da, ba.
So funny story. I used to live with back in my younger days, I lived with a band, and the band's name was actually Scatman.
Okay.
Yeah. So, all right. So Scatman is like this big, super positive guy. He wants all these older folks, like, he doesn't do this old thing. He wants to, like, this guy embraces being old, and he makes all these excuses for people. Scatman's like, you know what? You're not old. He goes, I see rust. And he's trying to make all these older folks feel like they're younger and younger at heart and do things that make them feel young instead of old. And he goes, Mr. Dempsey, if you could go out there and play with those children, because they hear children playing at night. He goes, what would you go play? And then they talk about all those different things they would do when they play jacks, because that's an old thing to do.
But fair play to him. But fair play to him. They seem to be kicking ass at Jeopardy.
Well, and look how old that Jeopardy is, though. Like,
oh, yeah.
So they all talk about the things. I'd play jacks. She said, I would dance. You know, so they talk about all these things they'd like to do if they were young again. And this guy wants to dance, and this guy is awesome. He's just
this
like...
This is how I imagine you to be in 10 years' time, Sean. Old debonair. Yes.
Well, he reminds me of Sean Connery, kind of being kind of trying to be all debonair and stuff. This would certainly not be me, because I would not be this debonair. I'd be talking shit and trying to get in their pants, probably, but that's definitely not me.
I was saying, that takes way too much effort to dress that nice at this point. Yeah. My old ass would be wearing sweatpants and a damn white t-shirt.
You're giving me way too much credit there, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's more like 5 years.
More like that guy over there who's frumpy in the hat with the glasses on. That's me right there.
I don't know if it's just a British thing or what, but why do old people get dressed up in suits? Like, what are they getting dressed up for?
It's weird. Like my grandparents did it. My wife's grandparents did it. I think it's just a sign of the times that that's how they dress.
Yeah.
Everyday wear.
I feel
young again. It makes them think of like what they past experience, and like they dressed up to do stuff, and they feel like it brings them back to old times. Yeah.
Like me, I'm going to be sitting around in my boxers with my shirt off, scratching myself. That's going to be, let's really be honest here.
Joe's just going to be happy with any kind of sensation.
In a hot tub. Yeah. Well, I probably won't even sit in a hot tub. I'll be too old and decrepit to walk down there. I won't.
Well, I'm going to go bake in the...
Oh, I'm going to take my old ass down to that hot tub.
I'm going to go boil my old saggy balls in the hot tub, kids.
See, now, if this segment was done today, I get the feeling this would be like a prosthetic special. it'd just be like young actors playing old people.
But this is kind of a good. This is a good group of people, though. They're like having a good time.
No. I prefer this. That's what I'm saying.
It'd be like Cap in Endgame.
That actually, the debonair guy with the cane looks a little like Cap in Endgame, a little bit.
This guy's just great value Don Cheadle, isn't he? Is that Simon Scott?
Well. That's great value War Machine and great value Captain America when they're older in this episode. That's what it is. But I love, like, this older woman's really cute. They're talking about, you know, they're just a good group of folks here that, you know, they just don't want to get old.
So if that's Captain War Machine, which one's Peggy?
Peggy is the one next to the guy with the hat and fat. That guy. That's Peggy.
Okay.
The Schuyler sisters.
So Scatman's kind of pumping them up, and this is great. The way he says "kick the can," he goes, "Let's go play another game of kick the can." That's how he talks. That's how he says "kick the can." And "kick the can" obviously is a much older game that people play, where you go outside and you just kick the can.
The guy in the fedora is definitely Bruce Banner.
So maybe at our next PTBN meetup, instead of playing beer pong, we could play kick the can, Logan.
Nah. The guy in the cardigan's definitely Steve Rogers. Iron Man's the guy with the cane.
But Iron Man's dead.
Spoiler story.
And the cane before too long, I'm sure.
Jesus Christ! If people don't know Iron Man's dead by now, that's their problem, not mine.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, spoiler alert. Here's another spoiler alert for you. All these actors right here are dead too.
Damn it.
we all know somebody who hasn't seen Terminator 2, so that's, you know, we can spoiler alert all we want.
Oh my god.
Very true.
Wow.
All time low on the
spoiler alert, John Connor's adoptive parents get killed by the Terminator. Spoiler alert, that theme song from Guns N' Roses is a freaking kick-ass banger.
It bloody is. Now, Scatman, I'm going to say he's great value. Jim Carrey in the mask here, just the way he lit it.
But look at him shining up that can. Like, that's his pride and joy.
Oh, great value Vision. Whichever is that the way that was lit.
I can't believe you guys have turned this into old people Avengers. Like, what are you doing?
You know, you gave us the home run and we went somewhere else short.
I'm really disappointed in the amount of old jokes you've thrown at me during this. It's really actually disappointing. I expected much more old jokes out of you two tonight.
Well, you know.
Well, Ben did say you'd be in here in 10 years. It's more like 5.
Yeah. You let that one go.
Oh, look, that guy looks like he's dead sleeping. He might as well be dead. He looks like he's laying in a coffin. That's terrible.
Whoa, Tony! The whole machine. Come closer.
I love you 3,000. I love you 3,000. I love you 3,000. That's how old I am. All right, now they're outside and they're going to play kick the can. All the old people look at them. They're all giddy and happy that they're going to kick some cans.
Oh, that sounds like some euphemism.
But the only one that did not come out was the poor guy they leave behind every weekend when the family comes to visit. The rest of them are looking forward to having fun.
Oh,
poor Steve Rogers got left behind.
Steve Rogers got left behind. He's not feeling this at all. So look, they all run around. He counts. Like, I have no idea how kick the can goes. Anybody have any idea how it works?
I'm not familiar with the game. British.
You're British. Well, that debonair guy you're talking about with the cane, he's British as well, by the way.
Is he?
Yes, he is British.
I'm guessing you have to tag and run back and kick the can?
Oh, I guess you have to kick the can behind someone's back? Like, I have no idea. I'd have to look up the rules. But honestly, I don't care enough to do that.
Hello. Some young person's here.
Black Widow has her cat.
Is that Black? Well, she's dead too, Logan. Oh, spoiler alert.
Wanda, whatever, man. She could be whoever she wants to be.
Are we sure this guy's not laying in a coffin dead? He looks, that's terrible acting there. He looks dead.
Oh, Peggy.
Oh, Peggy.
Hey, so we're together.
Oh, look. Boom. There's the first one. She's turned young. So they play can and they all turn young. So there's young Logan. With his wife.
So we go from old Avengers to Teen Titans Go. Is that what's happening?
Well, they are making it does look like they're setting up young Avengers. Oh, and there's your young debonair guy. Look at him. He's swashbuckler Jack Sparrow now. And there's the girl with the cat. So they've all turned young except for Scatman. The rest of them are all young kids now.
Oh.
Scatman, dude.
And then this other kid's going to climb back into the window and scare the shit out of the old man that's sleeping or dead.
Swashbuckler's Pietro.
I can tell you're really enjoying this movie, Logan.
I really am.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And look at this kid. Like, the debonair guy's hitting on all the women. Like, he wants, like, he's all about the vag.
Considering I'm not I haven't got any form of close captioning, I'm quite enjoying it, to be fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's like this, like, as shitty as the last one was and dark, this one's more lighthearted and fun. So they kind of But it's kind of cool. A bunch of old people got young. Now they're having a good time. They can live their life and do the things they used to do. And that's kind of what Scatman is. What you'll see is that's his whole spiel, as he goes from home to home doing this for the older folks. And I guess he kind of lives forever.
That's going to be like you, isn't it?
Well, I'm not going to live. I'll be lucky if I make it past 55.
Oh, so just another 2 years then.
Yeah. Another year or so. I should be okay.
I think you would have to de-age at that point.
Well, it's like Benjamin Button, these kids just did. They reversed.
Why is he like 10 years younger than the rest of them?
Do you know the movie Benjamin Button, Logan, or is that before your time too?
No, I know Benjamin Button. Jesus. All right, I just
want to make sure. I'm never sure with you what you've watched and haven't watched.
He's not How old are you, boy? Sim.
Yeah. All right.
That's one of my favorite lines.
That's an underrated good movie, I think, for me.
Yeah.
I did like that on your latest Mount Rushmore show, where you and Andy were just like Scott Grooney. Have you seen this? Do you know who Mrs. Huxtable or Mrs. Brady are?
I did. Well, I should have realized it was on Nickelodeon. And I called it out and said, of course, it's on Nickelodeon. So
yeah, it was on Nickelodeon.
Every show he watched was Nickelodeon, so I knew what he probably knew and didn't know.
Yeah, that's how I know him, to be honest.
But to his credit, Grooney actually did a fairly good job. I mean, he had one really bad shit take. I thought the rest of them, he did a pretty good job.
Don't bag on Mrs. Weasley now.
He made a really bad mistake on Mrs. Weasley. The rest of them, I thought he did a really, really splendid job.
Gem. Don't ever say that again.
Who's a gem?
Miss Weasley.
She's a gem. Yeah. She's a piece of shit gem is what she is.
She murders the person that murdered her son. She avenged.
I slut shamed her on Mount Rushmore.
Wow,
that is the fabulous. Julie Walters you were talking about.
Yes.
Disgraceful.
She only has six kids.
These kids are adorable. These are cute kids. Very cute. They cast them really well too, in what their personas were when they were older, I think. So this dialogue goes on way too long. Scatman giving him his old people advice, and this goes on a little too long for my liking. I want to get the next two are by far the best ones. And like this, like I said, the first one's dark. This one balances out, and the next two are just pure freaking just good fun. They're fun and comical, disturbing. It's kind of like what Twilight Zone should be.
Did Scatman just propose to a 5-year-old?
No, he did not. He did not. Logan.
I just playing.
Jesus Christ.
He gave her a ring.
Logan,
the poor, Logan
I didn't Logan. Mean propose sexually. I just meant propose with a ring.
Logan, do you have a heart?
I do.
Do you really? Like, what makes you, like, what gives you the feels in your heart? Like, what kind of things make you go, oh, you know what? That made me feel. Like, what makes you feel, Logan?
A fully stocked shelf of Coke.
What'd you say? What?
I said a fully stocked shelf of Coke.
So you see a fully stocked shelf of Coke and it warms your cockles, is what you're saying.
It makes me feel real good.
It makes you feel. So do you think when you have a baby, that's going to warm your heart too?
Yeah.
More so than the Coke shelf?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, okay, hey, when I saw you in Tampa, Sean, I it warmed my heart.
I was very happy.
I noticed the way Logan went when you asked that question. Is that going to warm your heart?
Yeah.
No, I was very happy. I was happy to see everybody, but I was especially happy to see Logan.
Oh,
yeah. So,
I'm Logan, really glad
Logan,
that,
Logan,
I'm
really am glad I,
Logan, Logan's your boy Blue.
Logan, am I adopted son Eugene Jake? He's like the Eugene to me. All right, so we go back.
Triple H.
So here we go. So we got the house mom in, and the guy went and complained about all the kids, and now they're all adults again. So miraculously, they've all gone back to being old again.
Damn it, I'm an old man again.
That one fucking guy. Oh, except for that guy. That guy stayed young. And now he jumps out the window, and he's on his merry way.
The guy with the glasses is looking particularly happy. He's doing some more stay still, look straight to the camera acting. Well,
he's a little disturbed because he has his wife beater on and his boxers look like his nutsacks are about to fall out. And look at this old guy. This is so sad. He goes, take me with you, please. I mean, this guy is just so... He does look a lot like Steve Rogers more than the other guy. You're right, Logan. He really does.
He does.
He's not really doing a good job for the Sunnyvale retirement home. He just keeps wanting to leave.
He does. You have to stay with yourself. You can't. Like, I don't fully understand why this guy got to stay a kid, but the rest of them didn't. It didn't really make sense to me.
But he gets to stay with the old Avengers, so you know.
Well, yes. Can you imagine these guys being superheroes? But I'm ready now. I mean, this is so. This guy makes me sad. It's so sad.
It is. Oh, now they give him a love.
Oh, he's beware back. Oh, wait, it just went porno. It said, beware the thrust of my steel.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know what that was all about.
And there's Nurse Ratched, of course.
So four is coming in now.
Oh, that's like the Fantastic Four. All their hands on his arm. On his. This is nice and heartwarming here, I think, where they're all there to be there for him. That should warm your cockles, Logan.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. I'm glad Steve got his happy ending somewhat.
Well, he didn't get the happy ending I would imagine I'd want. But,
but he has his buddies with him.
Of course, the Fantastic Four coming to the MCU near you.
And now Steve Rogers is outside kicking the can by himself. So he's embraced his youthfulness and he doesn't feel old anymore. And he's in his happy place. And it's time for Scatman to move on to his next old folks home.
War Machine's off.
Scatman is. Oh, look. So now we're going. Now we're at a new old folks home and Scatman's coming on in. Oh, no. These are the old folks. They're leaving. They're going, he hasn't gone to the new one yet. They're going to the lake with a picnic basket.
Oh, wow.
A picnic basket.
Have you ever done that? Oh, and then the den mother, so to speak, is looking for the guy who left and has no idea where he went. Because he's now all swashbuckling some vagina somewhere at this point.
Mr. Aggie!
And there's the episode title.
Yep. Oh, Jesus.
And now, what's the episode title?
Swashbuckling some vagina.
Swashbuckling some vagina.
The kid was like 12.
Well, I think he was. He looked a lot older than the rest of those kids.
Yeah, he did. He got a little rapey there for a second when he picked up the 5-year-old.
Oh my God, Logan. Jesus Christ. Rapey? What?
He picked one of them up real, like, romantically. It was weird.
So apparently...
Scatman now has to be the Guardians of the Galaxy.
So apparently they have a senior home on every corner because literally he walked around the corner and he's at a new senior home.
I love that it says convalescent home.
Driftwood convalescent home. So, all right. So we're about to... That ends that one.
That was rather lovely.
Yeah, that was a lovely feel-good one, I thought.
I dropped a driftwood in the toilet earlier.
You're such an asshole. All right. So this one's amazing. So do you guys recognize that actress?
No, should I?
Have you ever seen Apollo 13?
Yes.
That is Tom Hanks' wife in Apollo 13. That's
no.
Catherine. Yes, yes.
Apparently it's Helen.
Pretty hot she, isn't she?
Yeah.
For an 80s chick, she's pretty hot she. So she's gotten a new job. She's driving and she stopped at this bar. And obviously back then they used maps. And even if she had like Google or something, she probably wouldn't use it because she's like Logan that doesn't like apps. So she's using a map. So this little kid here is going to be the central point of the story. He comes into town every day to play the video game and he beats up the machine and the bar owner's giving him shit. But do you guys do you guys remember the Hogan Family, the sitcom from the 80s?
I know.
No.
So that little kid is one of the sons on that TV show. So he's also been in other stuff too.
Oh, okay.
So this diner owner is kind of a schmucko and he's hitting on her. He's a really skeezy guy here.
He's like great value Bradley Whitford, isn't he? God.
Yeah, he's been in a lot of other shit too.
Or even Tarantino with that nose.
He looks like Walter White before he lost his hair without the glasses.
Hey, by the way, his name is Walter, by the way, in case you didn't see it. His name is Walter because the other guy's saying your wife's on the phone and she gives him shit saying your wife's on the phone. She's kind of hot.
I think one of the Von Erichs is at the bar too.
Probably. All right, so there he goes. Like, so he messes with the video game and it hits it. It screws up the TV, and this guy at the bar is gonna go get shitty with the little kid.
Disgraceful.
Like, listen, he pushes the little kid down. Like, what kind of asshole does that? And of course, she jumps to the aid. I wish she would jump to my aid.
As well as say, is she got a spot on the train?
You know what's great is we are on the pop feed, so I think she does deserve a spot on the train.
Okay.
I'll put her somewhere in the middle.
Oh yeah, she'd be on like Coach C or something.
How dare you, David Von Erich?
that guy at the end of the bar does look like a Von Erich, doesn't he?
By the way, spoiler alert.
All the Von Erichs are dead except for one.
I mean, it fits the Twilight Zone, so I mean, Yeah.
All right. So she's leaving the bar. She's going to go back on her merry way to wherever the hell she was going. And bam! She hits the little shit. Knocks the kid.
I've got the old Taco Bell internet, so I'm just
You're ahead of us, Ben. That's a first.
Yes, I know.
So she totally just backed into him. That was savage.
That was ow.
I would probably call a doctor or something because I hit a little kid. I mean, I feel like I should probably do something, right?
I'm glad so that ET for
you
this.
You might think so.
So instead, she puts his bike in the car, puts him in the car, and she drives him home.
You just ran over Elliot.
It does look like ET a little bit, doesn't it?
So this segment, for those who don't know, was directed by Joe Dante, who is most famous for Gremlins and The Burbs.
Correct. That bartender owner that we just saw, he is actually in Gremlins. That's where I remember him from. He's in Gremlins. All right, so basically he said this little kid's got a crush on her, says, I made a friend, and they introduce each other to each other, and obviously this kid's got kind of a little crush on her. I mean, I think I do too, right?
So, no!
Yeah. Logan, do you think she's pretty hot? Like, if she were a teacher in your school, would you find her hot?
Yeah.
Yeah? You'd find her attractive? Okay, good.
I think so. Yeah.
All right.
I think so.
All right, so you see this whole...
We're in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you see all the dead plants, the dead ground. There's a car that's abandoned. It's got a squirrel on it. So this house is pretty cool. It kind of looks like Psycho a little bit. And it looks like they're in a parking lot. It doesn't even look like a garage, per se, right? But anyway, he says how peaceful it is, and he invites her inside. So, yeah, this gets really good. Like, what you're going to watch how weird these people act in this house. It's amazing.
The mother of this child deserves to be beaten.
So notice the house on the TV is the very house they're walking into. You saw that, right?
Yes.
Yes. So here's the older folks and the family watching cartoons on a TV. And I think, what's his name? Anthony, I think is his name. There's Bart Simpson right there. That's Bart, the voice of Bart on the couch. Yeardley Smith. And Anthony's home, and they're like, oh, hi, Anthony. Watch how well they treat him. Like, they go over the moon to greet him and make him feel special. I must say, Yeardley Smith, not attractive.
Yeah. That's a understatement.
Yeah. All right, and then here come... So this is Anthony's adoptive family, as you'll find out later. They're adoptive. I think Ben went on mute.
They're all loving Helen.
Well, they are. They love Helen, but they're doing this for Anthony's sake because Anthony, you'll find out, is a evil little shithead.
I'm getting some Luna Lovegood vibes from Bart Simpson over there.
I'll say Nancy's not... Nancy's got the old no blink thing going on.
Luna, that's a disgrace to Bart Simpson, you just said there, Logan. I can't believe you just said that.
And Dick Van Dyke in the sweater.
Yeah, well, he actually is... what is he on? He's on some...
He looks familiar.
Oh, Patty Duke. He's on the Patty Duke show. He's the dad on Patty Duke, I think, in the old time show, I think. So, yes, he is on one of those old shows.
You know, Nancy Cartwright isn't just Bart Simpson, but also Chucky from Rugrats. That's going to age me a bit.
Oh, that's right. Yeardley Smith is Lisa. She's not.
Yeardley's Lisa.
Yeah, sorry. I got it wrong. Sorry about that. All right. So now she's going upstairs. And notice all the TVs have cartoons on. And look at all of them now. They're going through all her shit like savages.
Oh, it's like a Saturday night.
So there's something clearly off in this house.
Another cartoon, yeah, it's another black
another cartoon. Thing. Cartoons on everywhere.
What a couple, Bart Simpson and Ron White are.
Jesus Christ. Well, that's his uncle. She's supposed to be his sister.
Okay.
But this house is just weird. It looks like a cartoon house, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it's deliberately going black and white here.
Yes. Well, look at the photo.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, she looks very hotchy in this.
It's the man with no face.
That's all we're going to get. That's all we're going to get for the next part of this segment. Yeah, she's hot.
Very hot. Very hot. And now they're going through her stuff. Like, oh, she looks like she has a boyfriend. I used to love the beach. They're just going through her stuff.
I'm glad Patrick Swayze rode a horse with her.
Oh. Jesus Christ. And she smokes, too, because they got a cigarette out of her purse. Wow, look at that. Look at that bedroom. And then there's another kid sitting there watching TV with their back to her, and she says hello, but the person doesn't answer.
That's not creepy.
Not at all. Sitting in a wheelchair and doesn't speak. And that's his other sister, Sarah. Apparently she had an accident.
Looking like the girl from Poltergeist.
I was going to say more like the girl from Pet Sematary, and look, she has no mouth.
Oh my God. Meanwhile, the cigarettes have totally burnt this lot out.
I'd be a little upset. I used to be a smoker, and if I came down and had all my cigarettes gone, I'd probably beat their asses. So he says he's ready to eat now, and they say wonderful. He goes, I'm starving, and they're like, me too. So wait till you see the shit that they make him for dinner. It's freaking hysterical. It's like a kid's dream. Oh, look at that look.
If looks could kill.
Oh, they can. Trust me. Yes, they do. So when I saw this movie and saw what they fed him for dinner, I was in heaven because I would eat the shit they're about to serve. So they want her to stay. Like, the whole point of this is Anthony wants her to stay there with him forever. Because she's really like the only one that's really nice to him.
I was about to say, he was looking proper longingly into her eyes there.
Well, because that's
because of that fucking haircut that he has. I wouldn't be his friend either.
I had that haircut in the 80s, too.
Of course you did.
I did. I certainly did. I had that haircut. So how old does Nancy Cartwright have to be? This movie came out in 83, right?
Yes.
So that makes it what? Do the math for me. Almost, what, 38 years old?
Yeah, probably something like that.
So how old is she here versus how old is she now and still doing the voice of Bart Simpson?
Well, give me a sec. Let me have a look. Where were you?
All right, so Mom doesn't know what's for dinner, and he just told her dinner's in the oven. So they're just acting so weird and bizarre. Like, if I were the what's her face, the hot chick, I'd be out of this house, like, now.
Nah, the uncle's Gary Busey. Never mind, he's not Ron White.
So is that your takeaway from this show? Is every person is a great value character? Is that what we're doing tonight?
That's what he's going for.
No, I really am. I'm trying to make it funny.
So Nancy.
it is funny, but it's very funny. I'm like, man, Logan hates the movie. He's just great value and the shit out of everybody. It's
like, I'm trying to have an experience, Sean.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Nancy Cartwright now is 63.
That's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. So look at this dinner. This dinner is like a kid's paradise. So we got, I think it's ice cream. I want to say it's burger with peanut butter on it, I think.
That's actually really good.
It is.
That looks healthy and nutritional.
No, it's kid. It's for kids. He's eating chips and look at him just like eat like they've never eaten before. Cookies, candied apples.
Chips.
Yep, chips.
A candied apple, Jesus Christ.
And look at her. She's all dainty and nervous. And
is that like pulled pork before it became fashionable?
No, that's peanut butter burger.
What?
It's a burger with peanut butter on it.
Oh, you lot!
You've never had that?
No.
Oh,
it's very good.
Man, it's so good. In New Orleans, actually, the first time I ever tried it was when I went to New Orleans for WrestleMania, and I went to one of the bars, and that was one of their main entrees, and I tried it. It was freaking amazing.
Oh no, 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 no!
No, Ben, you got to try it. It's good. You must try it.
That a peanut butter burger with bacon, it's amazing.
Absolutely. I agree.
They complement each other really well.
They do. Ben sounds like he's offended by the thought of that.
I am.
Why are you so offended by the peanut butter on the burger?
Why would you want peanut butter on a burger to begin with?
Because it's fucking good.
Let's put some chocolate spread on it. We'll just make a party.
Oh, I'll put some Nutella on it. I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, Nutella burger. I bet that would be fucking good as shit.
You know what? Next time I make a burger, I'm going to slap some peanut butter on it and eat it and take a picture of it for you.
Okay, fair enough.
So do you like peanut butter, Ben?
I love peanut butter.
Do you like a burger?
I love a burger. I just say I wouldn't want the two together.
Put them together. It'll blow your mind. I didn't think I'd like it either.
I'm sure it's a taste sensation, but it's just not me.
Oh, Nancy Cartwright just pissed off the young Anthony. And now she's leaving. She saw her plate just fly up, and now she's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I've had enough.
I've had enough of this. Oh, the uncle.
I like
forgot
the mom's
about
taking a shit the whole time and can't get it out.
By the way, I forgot about this Uncle Walt's going to do a trick thing. This is pretty, this scared the living shit out of me when I was a kid, too. What's about to happen here. But anyway, back to the peanut butter burger, Ben.
Well, I'm gone.
I need you to try one. Listen, right. If you can drink beer that's piss, you can eat a burger with peanut butter.
Well, I get the feeling, like, I don't know, does peanut butter mean something different over there than it does here?
No, it doesn't. Okay, let me ask you a question. Would you eat French fries with mayonnaise?
No.
Oh, no. My God. Really?
French fries with ketchup, yes.
Oh, my God. French fries with mayonnaise is amazing. What about you, Logan?
Nah, I wouldn't do that.
Do you like mayo?
Yeah, but that's like a level of fat shit I don't think I can dip into.
Okay, but I got news for you. I got news for you. Peanut butter with the burger is just as fat shit as that is.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, so here is your homework assignments. Ben, I need you to do the peanut butter burger, and I need you to do the mayonnaise with fries, Logan. Because if you don't try it, I write you out of the will.
Okay. That is a proper threat.
Ben, I would actually like you to try the fries and mayo as well.
I mean, oh, I've tried that. I just don't like it.
Oh, you've tried mayo and fries?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Logan, you've never tried it.
I mean, I've accidentally gotten mayo on a fry.
Yeah, okay. You got to do it with Duke's mayonnaise. It has to be Duke's.
Okay.
All right.
I'll get right on that.
Ben, you're still ahead. Don't blow it. All right, so we got Ben. Did you get ahead of what he pulls out second already?
Yes,
you're way ahead. You're way ahead. You need to pause.
Okay, I'll pause for a bit.
All right, he just
I'm
pulled
only
out
on the first thing.
Yeah, he just. Here you go. They just pulled out the second one. Logan, do you see it?
Oh God.
So basically, the first round he pulled out a regular rabbit. The second one with this big, huge demon rabbit.
Jesus Christ!
Which looks like it should be in like some sort of '80s like
Animaniacs, Warner Brothers kind of cartoon, right?
I was going football for like a hair metal music video.
Yeah, okay, that's good.
Just stay with me, Helen. I'll ride a bike with an alien with you. Just wait.
So Anthony, basically, Anthony can create any reality he wants. That's his power. Oh, and look at what they put in her purse. Help us. Anthony is a monster. They put that in her purse. So shit's about to get real bad here. Real bad.
Why doesn't he, like, imagine himself railing her then?
Fucking Christ, Logan.
I mean, as an adult, not as a child.
Oh, my God, Logan.
You know how we said before, Sean, like, we're going to give an award for Logan's unnecessary comment of the night?
Oh, my God. I think he said, like,
we're going to have a top 10.
Well, he had the senior rape comment, and now this one. Logan, you're freaking on fire tonight, man. Jesus.
I'm not even drunk either.
So, basically, he's going down the line to figure out what motherfucker wrote that note and put it in her purse. And none of them are taking ownership of it. And now, Now they're going to blame Ethel. Like, they all point to her and blame her and put her, throw her under the bus.
Poor Luna.
So Bart's about to eat some shit here. This is a great scene. It had to be Ethel. It's kind of like it was Agatha all along. This time it was Ethel.
I was going to say, do we get some real
good Ethel all along?
Oh, yeah. You got some. There's some bad shit here about to happen to Ethel.
Yeah, they're all thick as thieves, aren't they? Like, let's get everybody else in.
Yeah, they'll throw everybody under the bus to save their own asses.
Elliot, don't kill her. She didn't do it.
So basically, Elliot. So Elliot's trying to create a family, and he's trying to manage his family by pure fear. And so she's
family, all right.
So she pretty much thinks she's fucked. So she's just going all in on this little bastard.
I was gonna go with Great Value Jimmy Osmond, but Elliot's best.
No, I like Elliot much better. Because that movie came out a year before this one, so the timing works well.
I love the use of the lighting behind him. Like, it gets really red when he gets mad.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
so he just whisked her into Cartoon Land, and she is gone. And now she's in Cartoon Land. Now watch this shit.
Should have turned into Bart Simpson.
Watch this shit, what happens to her at this point. This is some fucked up shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Like, watching this as 11-year-old, this was traumatizing and awful. Just bad. Just bad, bad. Especially the guy with the doctor walking in with the axe with blood, and now she's being chased by a dragon, cartoon dragon. Like, this is horrifying.
I thought it was going to fucking axe her and blood was going to go over.
Oh, no. That doesn't happen, but this happens. wait for it. Ah! She got ate by the cartoon dragon. Oh, and there's blood spurting out of his mouth as he chomps on her. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
Ethel, there she goes.
So Ethel is now dead. Oh, and wait till she opens the door and see what you have outside the door. Let me know when you see it.
Oh, dear Jesus. What the fuck was that?
It's like you walk open the door and Jesus Christ's eye is staring right at you. So basically his power is he can wish for anything he wants and it happens. Like, this kid's obviously got no imagination because to Logan's point, I would be imagining I'm railing her. To Logan's point.
She would at least be naked at this point. I mean, I might not be banging her, but like...
To be fair, yeah, if I was Elliot, I'd be recreating the movie Big. And then get the good. That's the way I'd do it.
Look, Jerry's home is right behind the TV.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, he lives in a cartoon world. Like, this kid has no imagination. He's kind of disappointment. Like, if I had that power, holy shit.
He hadn't gotten to the pervy stage yet.
With great power comes great responsibility.
Oh, yeah, I would have a great time. Oh, I'd have some great responsibility with her.
He doesn't have his pube yet, so.
So look what comes out of the TV.
Fucking tornado.
No, it's like a Tasmanian devil kind of thing.
Oh, yeah, I see it now.
Yeah. Ooh, it's very hot with the wind blowing in her hair.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's like that's like a demon Slimer from Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was going to say, it looks like Slimer mixed with the Tasmanian devil. Oh, my God, what is that thing? Holy God.
That's where all the budget got spent.
That's the walking blowjob, apparently.
that is basically Great Value Slimer.
It is. It's Great Value Slimer.
Oh, my God.
Like, if you were a little kid and saw this, wouldn't you be traumatized?
Absolutely.
I was totally horrified watching this when I was a kid.
So I'm traumatized now.
So basically, the hot teacher the hot woman's telling her to stop it. Stop it.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the fuck that thing is. Oh, and then he just blew up. They're all gone. He's an evil little bastard, isn't he?
He really is.
Really is an evil bastard. Of course, the omen.
He needs to phone home.
He's got no patience because he could like have done some proper torture there.
So basically, he wished everything away. The house, the people, and everybody's gone. except for the hot teacher. So he played his cards right. At least he kept the hot woman in it. And the other police said I sent them where they wanted to go. So I guess the question is, did he kill all those other people or just send them back to where they wanted to go?
Now this, like,
I guess
this
we'll like, never know.
This looks like some moody power ballad 80s video.
Yeah, this looks like some trippy 80s bullshit. Right? That one,
I was going to say, Buddy Tyler's just going to walk in a minute.
But you do get double the pleasure of the hot chick, though. So you get two for one here.
Bright eyes, every now and then I fall apart. And I need you more.
Yeah. They're like, I feel like Whitesnake needs to be playing in the background during this scene. Or some take on me.
I fucking need you more than ever.
Sorry, Andy, about all the politically incorrect and bad language.
Here I go again on my own.
No, I mean, it's kind of his fault for giving us a show in the first place.
To be fair, yes. He knew what he was getting into.
Walking down the only road I've ever known. Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone.
This used to be such a nice...
Yes, kid in the smoke room.
And I've made up my mind.
Sorry. This used to be such a nice podcast feed until them salad boys moved in.
I ain't wasting no more time. Here I go again.
Me and JT are the cider boys, and us three are the salad boys.
Ooh, that what a matchup! We could have like this big thing about which side will Logan be on? Who will Logan choose?
Was that like the mega powers handshake there?
My God, it's Hulk Hogan. Whose side is he on?
Hey, you're the salad boys. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. He dropped a leg on old fart Sean Kidd.
Cider boy for life.
So now they've come out of this, and she has decided to take it upon herself to adopt this little freaking miserable bastard and teach him to use his power for a good reason. So
is
she's like a...
Is that what we're calling it? Adoption?
Yeah, so she's like a great value Professor Xavier who's going to teach them how to make love right.
Oh, my God.
That's every kid's dream right there. Like, this kid can make her do anything he wants. Anything.
Hot for teacher.
Right now, he's going to have her go buy him some ice cream, but in about 10 years, he's going to be doing a lot more than that.
Oh, he's going to see him a few years later.
Yeah, he wants peanut butter burgers now, but he's going to want that ass soon. Look at that kid driving off into the sunset. Oh, look at the flowers blooming.
Yeah.
You know what that symbolizes? That symbolizes his first heart on.
those flowers didn't look at all like, you know, put on there. That was literally tens of dollars spent on that special effect.
That was artistic poetry. Those flowers.
And this
little young Anthony got his first boner, and the flowers symbolized the boner.
And this didn't win any Oscars?
No. All right. So we're probably to my it's between this one and the last one are my favorite. This is a famous episode about John Valentine on a plane in a storm. He's got really super high anxiety. Like, look at him. I mean, this guy's a fucking nutbag.
Does he take 15 minutes to settle down?
Oh, he's crazy. Like, he has high anxiety. He doesn't like to fly. He's in the toilet going apeshit. This is John Lithgow, by the way. Everybody knows who John Lithgow is, obviously.
Absolutely.
Valentine joke.
You know what's funny, by the way, is you brought up William Shatner earlier. The original episode this one is based on, William Shatner was in the Lithgow role.
Yes, I've seen that.
Wow. Yes. So it's funny you brought up William Shatner. So I used to hate, like, I don't think I ever flew on a plane until after I saw this episode, and it traumatized me. So Donna Dixon, that is Dan Aykroyd's wife, by the way, in real life.
Hey, girl.
Yep. That's Dan Aykroyd's wife.
Yes.
And I would like to take her on the Mile High Club train.
I was going to say, does she get Coach C as well?
Well, she was also on a TV show called Bosom Buddies with Tom Hanks. You remember that show? Have you ever heard of that show?
Yes.
She's just a white knuckle type.
Yes, she is. So she was on the show Bosom Buddies and super hot on that. So, yeah, she definitely makes the train.
Oh, her bosoms would be my buddy, all right.
Well, she doesn't have really big bosoms, but the rest of hers, she's very beautiful. Dan Aykroyd is a very lucky
man. They'd still be my buddy.
Dan Aykroyd, a very lucky man. So, look, he's taking pills and Valiums and, yeah, I bet there's some edibles in there.
If we were doing like a Mount Rushmore of TV villains, Lithgow's Trinity would be riled there, by the way.
Absolutely.
Dexter.
Absolutely. Is that a yawn, Logan?
It's not that boring, Logan.
Is this movie not amusing you?
No, I'm having a good time. Stop trying to make me hate this thing. I'm just tired.
Yeah, to be fair, so this is the second movie in, and yeah, I don't hate it.
I told you, it's kind of a fun watch. It's not like, it's like a hidden kind of just fun kind of watch kind of movie, you know?
Yeah, I think this will be in our guilty pleasure pile rather than bad.
Yeah, it's not a bad movie by any stretch. I mean, that first part was a little rough for the wrong reasons, but I think it's okay.
Look at that guy's hair.
Well, that is the 80s.
Fucking looks like Bowser.
Flock of seagulls right there.
Look like Bowser from Mario.
I mean, he wouldn't even...
And I run. I run so far. Sorry about that.
It's Flock ran.
Sorry. I fucked up. Sorry. That was a stroke moment. It was like me typing. I couldn't say it right.
He wouldn't even make the plane now, would he, to be fair?
No. I mean, listen. I mean, this is... I flew once in a storm like this, and it was probably one of the most horrifying experiences of my life.
Oh, look my at God. Look is that at the human blob? Load.
Look at that fat load up front.
I'm not on that plane.
That was Joey Vega.
Yeah, that poor guy. Look at him, man.
He was next to you, too.
Well, the kid's creepy, and look at him, man. He is just a freaking disaster.
Microchip logic.
And I like how the blonde stewardess is acting like she's interested in this book.
God, she's so hot.
As I said, Dan Aykroyd was a very lucky man.
Bastard.
By the way, I don't know if I shared with you, gents, but you know my wife was an airline stewardess for United for a while, right?
Really?
Really?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, when we got married, she was still working for them. We started dating, and she got married, and after we had kids, she left them. But she was an airline stewardess for like 10 years. Yeah. And no, we did not meet on the plane, and no, we didn't do the Mile High Club. So I'll just throw that out there now.
I was going to say something about like frequent flyer miles, then, but I was going to sound really horrible and pissed.
Well, the frequent flyer miles were really hot while we were dating, but once you have kids, those kind of go out the window, if you know what I mean. Logan, you have a lot to look forward to.
Logan, this is about to say, you're really selling it to Logan here.
Kids change a lot.
Yeah, I was like, fatherhood is something I'm very excited about at this point. So many people have gotten me so excited for it.
Logan, you'll be a great father.
Oh, I appreciate that, yeah, Sean.
You'll be a great
what
father.
What a sentimental moment.
Yeah, you'll be a great, movie. I know I haven't been the best role model for you, but I feel like you'll take... I feel like you'll do what I couldn't and be a really good parent.
I feel like I should be playing some like stirring instrumental there.
Well, whoever edits this pod, maybe you could have them put some like really like sentimental music during those statements. That'd be funny.
Well, whoever it is, if it's Rory or Matt, I'll just say, yeah, edit this point at like 1 hour.
Oh my God.
Well, look, they even got a freaking dummy on the plane. Oh, and by the way, back in these days, you could smoke on the plane.
Yes.
That's crazy how much times have changed. Crazy. And look at that guy.
There's Joey Bag of Donuts.
I mean, that guy looks like he's going to have a heart attack.
I mean, he literally ate a truckload of Twinkies before he got on that plane.
I can't imagine any situation where that dummy would like bring comfort to a child.
That is W.C. Fields' dummy. I actually had that dummy growing up.
Okay.
It was a toy in the 80s. It was kind of a...
You would.
Yeah. But I will tell you, after I saw Poltergeist, I got rid of that dummy. It wasn't this movie that did it for me. When I saw that damn clown dragging the freaking kid under the bed, that thing was gone the next day. Done. Done. Poltergeist also came out the year before this. So he was reading a newspaper and they saw an airline disaster. Now look on the wing. He looks outside and look what he sees on the wing, what he sees. He sees something out on the wing. You can barely see it right now.
Oh my God.
So he's got to clear his eyes. So of course you're made to believe this guy is just a super freaking psycho and he's just seeing things.
He's definitely on some hard drive.
But yeah, there you go. You saw it right on the engine. Like, how much would you shit yourself if you're in a storm and you look out the window and you see this freaking creature on the wing? Would you shit yourself or what?
Yes.
Look at that shit.
This is another Simpsons thing. They did a Treehouse of Horrors based on this, if you remember. On the school bus.
Yeah, this is a very famous scene from, like, look, he's saying something's on the wing and everybody runs to the window and the thing took off.
Yeah, so he's the only one who can see it.
Yeah, but I shit my pants on this one too. Like, this was terrifying. There's actually a scene in this later that's more terrifying than what you just saw here.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Was that sarcasm?
No, I was being
serious. That's all I said. You didn't sound very genuine or heartfelt.
No, I felt a lot of sarcasm in that statement.
Guys, I woke up at 4:30 this morning to go to a fucking meeting that they told me absolutely nothing new at, and I'm just a little tired now, guys.
Isn't that every day at work nowadays, where you get up and it's like...
I have to get up at 4:30 every day. That would suck.
Well, I wake up at 4:30 every day anyway, so... Well, that's another thing that'll happen when you're old, probably, Logan.
Welcome to the world of chicken salad, everybody, where we're in three different time zones, so we have to sort of marry things up accordingly.
You know, it is really funny. We are all on different time zones and different stages of life, which is pretty funny. Well, now he says he feels stupid. Hey, let's calm him down with some drugs, because drugs always help. Like, back in the day, you could just randomly give somebody pills on the plane to calm them down.
Drugs are bad.
I mean, I don't know anybody that does drugs. So
Tony Soprano in front of him needs to leave him alone.
That's an insult to Tony Soprano. He's not even that big, Logan.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Look at a baby. I'm like, you don't get this kind of love from airline stewardesses whatsoever.
Well, their necks are going to start wanking them off.
Let alone the pilot walking out from the cockpit. You know? What did he say? I missed that. Wait, I missed it. What did you say?
I believe Logan said he's going to be wanking him off. I might not be sure. No.
I said next they're going to start wanking him off, the girls.
Well, that's why they put the blanket on him, so they could do the old hand under the blanket routine, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, here's some current current day event thing. So I've got the news on here. Bill and Melinda Gates are going to be divorcing. My God, that's going to be a divorce package and all.
I read that. Can you imagine how much money she's going to get out of that deal?
Oh my God,
it's unbelievable.
Let me have a look. The BBC are quite good at saying this kind of stuff. I can multitask.
So that, he looks like a little dejected child.
Yeah, like, because nobody's believing him.
That fucking thing's going to hop up in that window, isn't it?
I'm pleading the fifth on this one. I did tell you there was a scene coming up that terrified me more than the freaking... Yes.
Right, so Bill Gates is worth $124 billion, or £89 billion.
Oh, wait, oh, Logan, oh. Wait for it. Oh, is it going to be there or not? Oh, they're teasing you. They're blue balling you on this one.
Oh!
God damn it!
That's what it's like.
Is that what it's
like first thing in the morning?
God damn it. Fucking pause your shit, Ben. You're about to blow it for poor Logan. Look at this. The guy's like, I can't not do it. I have to do it. I have to look.
Ah! Oh, my God.
Welcome to our world, Sean.
Oh, my God. Like, I would have shit. Look at him. They're holding his mouth down. Like, what are they doing with the jaw? Like, what is that? Oh, there's a little bitch kid taking his picture.
Jesus Christ.
Did you have a heart attack, Ben? Or Ben, I'm not Ben, but Logan, did you have a heart attack?
No, I'm all good.
That was pretty badass, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say, I think if the sound was on, it would have been a lot scarier, but it was still pretty fucking creepy.
Oh, that look, was, this guy, this guy's an air marshal. It's a fucking, this fat guy's an air marshal. Like, he would pass a freaking health routine and get through to that. He would never pass, ever. I mean, I can't say I probably wouldn't act the same way he is right now. I might try to figure out how to finagle this to get me into the bathroom with the blonde.
Jesus Christ.
Like, I need some relaxation. Can you calm me down? The drugs aren't working. Maybe I go that avenue.
Can we just do something that involves her getting as close to me as she can?
I mean, I feel like she's
gonna go down to Plain Rape Avenue.
Jesus Christ.
Be higher.
That's what you were talking about.
I wasn't talking about plain rape. She would do it freely. That's not rape.
At number six in the chicken salad countdown, it's plain rape.
Jesus. My God. All right. So the airline
Ricky
pilot.
The Steamboat is calming him down here.
Did you call Ricky the Dragon Steamboat?
Yeah. Steamboat the cop.
I hope that isn't the pilot, because like who's
no, he is. He's one of the pilots.
Oh, is that the pilot? Sorry.
Yeah, he's one of them. He's basically telling them, I have an irrational passenger frightening the other. Like a pilot would never come out and talk to you nowadays like that ever, no matter the situation.
I'm gonna tell you about the time that I had three top three matches in the GWCW countdown.
By the way, that angers me more than I can possibly tell you guys. It makes me so mad.
I've got the feeling. I gathered that.
Oh, there's no doubt. I already know what the top five are based on simple math, I think. But I could be wrong.
My number one came in at number 47, so I've got no horse.
What was that?
That was Sullivan and Jack versus the Nasty Boys, which is my favorite match of all time. Never mind.
Wow. Really? Wow. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I'll be honest. It was a bit like Jenny and a King of the Road pick. I mean, you know.
Yeah, but that your match is way better than that match. So anyway, back to the pop feed.
Yes. Yes.
Talking about this movie experience. Right now, the pilot's still trying to talk him off. This pilot is still trying to talk him off the ledge.
John, we want to stay on here, remember?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say something offensive? I was just trying to relay that we're going back to the movie. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes!
Mine fell into Tony Soprano.
That was probably the highlight of his world. Look at him now. He's all terrified. Now he looks back out the window and, oh, God, this is freaking terrifying. I must say, Lithgow is very good in this role, by the way. He's outstanding.
He looks awful.
I know, but his facials, I mean, everything. Oh, yeah. He's just spot on with his acting here.
Yeah, he's a great actor.
Yeah, he's really good in this. And this little girl is acting like it's a goddamn roller coaster. And these two guys are about to screw in their chair. And the goddamn fat marshal is holding the doll. I will tell you, flying in thunderstorms is no joke. It does get like this sometimes, and it is scary as shit.
The pilot's like, I'm going to intentionally crash this plane so I don't have to go back to that bitch, Bonnie.
But look at that thing. He's just out there tearing freaking parts out and having a good old time out there.
And that little shit, Richie.
Lithgow looked like Joaquin Phoenix's Joker right there with that face. I mean, this is fantastic.
He looks methed out of his mind.
I feel like somebody should karate chop that little girl.
I was going to say, we've got another E.T. thing there with Drew Barrymore taking the photos.
Yeah, she's an annoying little thing. Yes, remember the good old days of the Polaroid. Look at him. That creature just flicked him the middle finger before he blew out the engine. He, like, flicked him off.
Oh, they're all going to die.
Yeah, I would just be putting my head between my legs and realizing it's all over for me. I'm done. It's over. I mean, what do? Like, he's about to go full psycho mode. Look at that face. Yep, he's about to lose his shit here. Freaking nuts. And now the marshal's trying to stop him because he's trying to break the window.
Well, he's a big lad. He should be able to do it.
Oh, look at that. Now he's grabbing the goddamn gun. This guy's gone full marble. He's gone, man. Gone.
Oh. And
he blew up he blew open the window and he flew right out of it. This is nuts.
Jesus.
Yeah, this is crazy. Just crazy. I mean, Lithgow would die just hanging out the window by that much, I would think, wouldn't you? Oh, now watch this. This is even more terrifying. Watch this, Logan. This is freaking nuts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Watch this.
Oh!
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh!
Logan's behind, but holy shit, get double the ammo out of this. Oh! The thing's right in his face, grabbing the gun and looking right at him, and now the creature looks down and sees that they're about to land. And the creature just, oh my God, that's freaking horrifying. The creature basically laughs in his face. He's laughing at him right now, grabs his face, and then jumps off the plane.
My God.
Freaking nuts.
Not today.
Right? Goodbye. Oh. And off he goes. Freaking terrifying.
Jesus.
I gotta say, that's probably the best one out of all of them. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. Out of the four. Yeah.
Hands down. Yeah. Easily the best one. So they landed, and now he's being taken away on a cart. He's like totally lost his mind. He's insane. But he's really not, because he's telling the truth that everybody thinks he's mentally insane. But I love how they load him in the ambulance and they're all talking amongst themselves, and then they go up and look at the engine and realize something went down up there and realize that he's not wrong. Oh, that poor stewardess with the bandages. I wish I could take care of her.
Oh, I was about to say, you'd do a proper doctor role on her.
I would.
From the side, the redheaded stewardess looks like Rocky's wife from the Rocky movies.
A little bit. But the blonde, I would probably play Dr. House with.
Either of the blondes. The other one was pretty
The best doctor show ever on TV, by the way, House. One of my all-time favorites.
Oh, House is amazing.
Yeah, House is amazing. All right, so now here comes the engine crew and the plane crew to check out, find out what's going on. And when he walks up these stairs, this is like a big holy shit moment for him. Look at that damage that motherfucker did to that. Look at that.
Oh, my God.
The fucking Predator.
Yeah, that thing freaking totally destroyed the engine.
I'm glad Jerry Seinfeld is on the inspection crew.
The guy goes, hey, you guys, what happened up there? And yeah, I mean,
look at what he did to the plane.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, by the way, yeah, yes. And by the way, look who's driving the ambulance. Like, he's gone full cycle mode, but look who's driving the ambulance.
And the film goes full circle.
And the film goes full. Hey, you want a little music?
Wow.
And it goes full circle back to the song. And he goes, hey, that's, he likes that song. He goes, you had a big scare up there, huh? And he goes, you want to see something? Yeah. Want to see something really scary? And movie ends. So, yeah. So that's Twilight Zone, the movie, guys.
Wow. There is a fifth dimension.
There is.
The Sean Kidd dimension.
So one of my hidden favorite gems of a movie that I enjoy from childhood.
Wow.
So what'd you think?
Well, I have to say I enjoyed that. I did enjoy that.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Yeah, Logan? I can't tell if Logan's sarcastic or not.
Sean, I don't do everything to fucking mess with you. I promise I'm being genuine.
Oh. I do everything to mess with you guys, so I don't know.
I mean, mostly I do, but like there's a few times when I'm not messing.
All right, cool. Excellent.
Yeah, well, good stuff.
I like that a lot. I like that a lot.
Yeah, and clearly, like we said, the last story is the best story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It, three of the four stories were pretty damn good, to be fair. Well, the last one was superb, but...
Well, the first one was just terrible and had some darkness around it based on the real-life happenings, and then the story itself was pretty dark, too.
Well, that's why I said three out of four.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, it was kind of fun seeing the shitbag get what he deserved, so...
He did get what he deserves, and you had the nice heartwarming kick-the-can old people... Then you had the crazy batshit kid getting a sister eaten by a dragon, eating peanut butter and burger that we've introduced Ben to. And then we had the last story. So I think we definitely got some good culturally relevant stuff tonight.
Peanut butter bit. Oh, no.
Yes, you have to try it. Remember, you both have homework. I expect you to do it.
I'm not going to lie to you. The mayo thing's probably not going to happen anytime soon. It might just
I was going to say, this sounds like one of the things I'm going to agree to, and then it's just going to never happen.
All right. Well, that's your loss.
Well, you know, I can live with it.
I'm already enough of a fat shit. I don't need to start dipping things in mayonnaise.
It's one fry and one freaking thing of mayonnaise. Jesus Christ. Anyway,
and he doesn't want to do it.
I don't want to do it. Damn it!
Right, I think we should call it a night there.
Definitely. I agree 100%.
But before we go, let's just go round the horn. Logan, in your sleep deprived state, is there anything that you want to plug while you're here?
I just listened to Highway to the Impact Zone from Squared Circle to the Silver Screen and the. Wrestling feed version of this chicken salad. We just did Backlash 05, so just listen to that whenever it comes out. But just listen to all those good pods and everything else we put out on all the different feeds. They're all great and great people and all that good stuff. So, yeah, that's all I got.
Excellent. And Sean?
Chicken salad, like Logan brought up, Highway to the Impact Zone. NWA Crack and Roll is back, so I'm on that. And then the new pod where we will be doing basically YouTube roulette will be debuting soon. So more to come on that. And over on this feed, the pop feed, I want you to experience Battlestar in the 25th century. And I also want you to experience Pop Goes to the Couch. That's all I got, Ben.
Okay. So on the wrestling feed for me, there's Special Relations is out there, new episode of that. I'm going to be on the newest episode of Highway to the Impact Zone. We're getting ready for Final Resolution, where Jeff Hardy is climbing the corporate ladder. Sorry, I have to bring that impression in. And then here on the pop feed, you can experience me and Miranda talking Tellyity, and I also appear on Making Mount Rushmore occasionally. So you might well have figured out Logan picked our first movie, Sean picked tonight, I've got the pick next month, Jasmine, and you two have gone relatively obscure. I'm going with a big blockbuster from the 80s. I won't say what it is, but it will take your breath away.
Ooh.
See what I did there? See what I did there?
I mean, it's kind of obvious, but yeah.
It feels dangerous.
I feel like I'm going to go into the zone.
You know, I feel I might have a need.
I feel like I'm going to go higher and play with my boys. That's what I think I'm going to do.
Yes.
There is a song called that. That's why I said it.
I know.
All right.
Yeah, it's a film.
I think it could be a real cruise of a show.
I feel like we're going to play.
Logan!
I feel like we're going to play Duck Duck Goose.
I was going to say, Logan, don't get your goose up. You know, keep your gander. It's a film for volleyball enthusiasts everywhere. Let's just put it like that.
I feel like it's going to get our jets going.
Yes. Sean, you have been a real maverick tonight. Thank you.
Oh, much Thank appreciated. You. I appreciate you being my wingman.
Yes. And Logan, you have been a real Iceman tonight. I've been up since half past four.
By the way, what we just did with all that was pure just like artistry, guys. It's like that was just fantastic.
So you might have, if you're clever enough, you might have figured out what we're watching next one. It is a genuine big blockbuster movie. We'll keep the listeners in suspense a little longer, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that's what we just did, but I'm sure they figured it out. But anyway, that was fun to do.
It went straight to the top of the list.
Now. Let's not get the guns out yet.
I hope everybody comes back and experiences that movie with us.
I think they will. I think it'll be a wonderful experience for everybody.
If nothing, tonight has been an experience, no doubt about it.
Absolutely. So I think we should wrap it up there, gentlemen. So from Logan Crosland and Sean Kidd, my name's Ben Benlock. And remember, in a world where you can be anything you want to be kind. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next month on Popcorn and Chicken Salad.